I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf Staff and Practicers. There was someone who wanted to give a shir on Shabbos, on the halachos of tefillin. He wanted to bring a pair of tefillin in order to show the audience different halachos pertaining to the tefillin. But he wanted to know perhaps there would be a problem because tefillin may be muktzah. The Gemara in today's Daf Erev and Daf Tzadi Vav Amud Aleph quotes a brisa. It's really a discussion the Gemara's had beginning on Tzadi Hey about whether Shabbos is man tefillin, whether you're supposed to put on tefillin on Shabbos. The Gemara quotes a brisa from Rabbi Akiva. I would have thought perhaps you're supposed to put on tefillin even on Shabbos and Yom Tov Tamalomar. The pasuk says, you should have a sign, an os on your hand. Only times when you need to have this sign. Yatzu Elu, coming to exclude Shabbos and Yom Tov Shehen Gufanos. The Shabbos and Yom Tov themselves are a sign. And that's really what the Shulchan Aruch writes in our Chaim Simin Lamed Aleph. Sif Aleph, B'Shabbos V'Yom Tov, Aser Lahaniach Tefillin. It is forbidden for someone to put on tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because Shabbos and Yom Tov themselves are an os, are a sign that the connection between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, menichim v'hem os acher. And if you're going to put on tefillin, which is also an additional os, hayazilzul le'os shalhem, that's going to be a zilzul to the denigration of the os of Shabbos and Yom Tov. Why is it necessary to put on tefillin? It's unnecessary, therefore the fact that you're putting it on is going to be a denigration of the os of Shabbos and Yom Tov. So based on this halacha, many are of the opinion, the Magen Avraham and the Taz and many Achronim, that tefillin are muktzah. Why? Because they're a kli shemalachta le'isr. This came up in Shabbos, when we discussed the halachas of muktzah, when it came up in Masech Shabbos, that one of the categories of muktzah is a kli shemalachta le'isr. If you have a vessel, if you have a kli, in which the main function of the kli is in order to perform a forbidden activity, you're not allowed to move such an object on Shabbos. And therefore, since the main purpose, the function of tefillin is in order to wear them, in order to wear them for a mitzvah, and you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos and Yom Tov. In fact, it's forbidden, it's aser. Therefore, tefillin would be a kli shemalach d'lisr, that its main function is to perform forbidden activities. However, there are exceptions to this category of muktzah. When you have a kli shemalach d'lisr, you are allowed to move them, l'tzarech gufo mekomo. If you need to use the place, the space in which the object is occupying, you're allowed to move it. And therefore, if you would have tefillin sitting on a chair, and you'd want to use the chair, you'd be allowed to move the tefillin in order to sit on the chair. Similarly, it would seem that if you want to give a lecture, you want to talk about the halachas of tefillin, you want to take out the tefillin in order to show some halachas about it, you would be allowed to, because that's the tzorech gufo. You want to use it, want to use the object itself for a tzorech heter. Similarly, if you have a hammer, which is typically used for a forbidden activity of building, you're allowed to use a hammer in order to crack nuts. That's a permissible activity. Litzarech gufa, you're allowed to. Similarly, when it comes to the tefillin, you would be allowed to use the tefillin for a permissible activity.